doing the Sefer Masiyot. We had been in the middle of the story of this poor man whose wife tells him that she and the five kids are on the verge of dying of hunger and begs him to go out and do something, and he goes out, he has no relatives, he has no friends, he's all alone, and he goes outside the city and he can't figure out what he should do. He starts praying, he says, God, who's going to help me? I have no relatives, no friends, my poor children are weeping in hunger, help us out. And as he's doing that, and that's where we left off, someone walks over to him and asks him, why are you weeping? And he tells him all the stories of what's happened to him. And in truth, that person who has come over to him is none other than Elio in disguise. And he tells him, don't worry, you take me, the man says, Elio, and sell me in the marketplace. And I'll be a good servant, and you take the price that you get for selling me and live off of that. So the man looks at him in dismay and says, Master, how could I sell you? People know that I don't have a servant. I'm scared. They'll say that you're the master and I'm the slave. And Elio says, you just do what I told you. Take me and sell me. And when you do sell me, so then take one zuz of the price that you get for me and give it to me. So they go in the marketplace, and Elio is dressed nicely, and the poor man is in tatters, and everyone assumes that in the slave market must be the guy in tatters is the slave and the guy dressed nicely is the master. And then they'd ask them, and Elio himself would say, no, he's the master, I'm the slave. And one of the king's servants passed by, one of the king's officers, and he saw Elio, and he said, boy, that's a good servant. I should buy him for the king. And they're bidding back and forth, and finally he buys him for 80,000 dinars. And Elio tells the man, sell me to him, and don't take more than that. So that's what he does. He takes the 80,000 dinars. He gives Elio one dinar, and he says, Elio takes the dinar and gives it back to him, and he says, now you should be blessed. You should live with this, you and your family, and for the rest of your life, you should never be impoverished again. So the man goes home. He's got a good bracha from Elio. And Elio goes with the noble. And he comes home, he brings them bread and wine, and they eat and they drink. And his wife asks him, how did all this happen to you? And he tells her everything that happened. And she says to him, you see, it's because you took my advice. If you would have been lazy, if you would have stuck around the house, we would have died of hunger. You listened to me, you went out into the marketplace, you tried to do something, so things worked out. And from that day onward, Hashem blessed him, and he was a great philanthropist. And for the rest of his life and his children's life, they were wealthy people. Now Elio was taken as a slave before the king. And the noble takes him and leads him to the king's palace. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.